Those midwives, did you ever hear any of them calling granny women? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, they call granny, midwives.
Oh, you talking about babies. Did y'all ever have anything that you could maybe have wheels on it and you could put the baby in and he'd lie down? What'd y'all call those?
Okay. We had an old baby bed with a rocker on it. That we called cradle. Yeah. And I remember after our first baby was born, I saw in a little magazine advertising of a baby bed that you could wind up of the kind, start swinging, it would swing an hour. And escape wheel, you know, it worked like a pendulum on top.
Oh.
And wound up. But I never have seen another one of those things. And so we use that with four children. And then my wife loaned it to her sister. And finally gave it to our oldest son. He loaned somebody, they done something to it. They got through with it, that one child. They got through with it and he went to get it right, found the gym. So yeah, that was last time. It was a nice trick, but I didn't remember the little cradles. And that place where you put your foot on, sit down, you know, with your foot on. That way and rock.
What did you call
that child that was born to an unmarried woman? Mm-hmm. And it seemed to me like when I was a child, that children like that, there were very few of them in this part of the country. But it seemed like they were always shunned and looked down on. And now it doesn't seem to make too much difference than anything else. They're more respected than anything.
What about a child that lost his mother and father? What do they call him?
Oh.
What did they call him? The person that the court would appoint to look after their orphan?
Guardian.
And say, you know, if the town was full of your cousins, and nephews, and aunts, and uncles, you say, this town's full of my boy, it's full of my
brother.
Most of your people still living around Fort Meade, most of your relatives? Most of your relatives still live in this area?
No, I have quite a few relatives through here, but I've gathered pretty well over the country and different parts, different states, and Georgia, Alabama. In other places, most of them in Georgia and Alabama.
Talking about things like that, say, you might say, well, maybe he is, maybe he does have the same name I have, last name, maybe he does look a little bit like me, but actually we're no
relation.